Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kelly on a cell phone, thank you so much for holding. You are on WBEN. Where are you? What do you see?
Hi, Tom. I'm standing in front of 120 Earhart. It is the premium PPE warehouse. It actually housed another business, also a smaller business, and it is personal protective equipment. They deliver to the hospitals gloves, masks, gowns, things like that, and the other one has like Roombas and things like that. So we've heard a couple loud booms since we've been over here. Everybody between Earhart and Transit, I know you hate masks, but man, mask up. The smell is horrible. There's also hazardous chemicals in here, and the flames are going about 20 to 30 feet right now in the center of the black smoke.
Okay, this is what concerns me, Kelly. I'm working, you know, Pasquale, we really should get somebody from Erie County, if available, on this, because I'm hearing that you just mentioned the smoke, how horrible it is.
Tom, I have never seen smoke like that. It is white, it is tan, it is gray, it is black, it is some other color kind of gray. It's multiple colors.
I mean, I've
never seen this before.
I am trying to verify what some of the chemicals that are being released in this fire may be, because people are saying all kinds of things on social media. But, you know, Kelly, I'm just going to say something that would make, you know, it's common sense anytime. If you don't need to be near a fire that is belching out smoke like this, get as far the hell away from it as you can. You don't need to be there. Don't be there.
Fortunately, this was my husband's job. So we came over to make sure everybody got out safely. My husband was the warehouse manager.
Your husband is the warehouse manager at the premium PPE warehouse.
Yes, and today was our second anniversary, and I was just about to cook dinner, our second wedding anniversary, and I was just about to cook a nice dinner, and he heard it on your talk show on WBEN. And we immediately started calling his boss, and we headed right over here. So my dinner is right now sitting at home on the counter, and I don't care if it gets cooked tonight because, well, my husband just lost his job.
Oh, my goodness. Kelly, I don't know what to say.
You know what? I'm just thankful we found out that all of the workers did get out safely. So that's a big bonus, and that's what we were most concerned about.
Your husband, the warehouse manager. What, Kelly, what's your husband's first name?
Ken.
Ken. How many people roughly were employed at the warehouse?
I believe between both the smaller company and his, I think there was about maybe 30.
Now, I have a question that I need to ask, and why are you saying with your husband, you say, is the warehouse manager, why are you saying that there's hazardous chemicals in there? What do you know?
I cannot say what I know, but I know what they use to clean some of the stuff, what they use to make it, things of that nature. Plus, not only that, they've got two hazardous materials vans here, hazardous response vans. We've got National Fuel here. There's National Grid. We've got the electric company. And there's probably about six different fire companies right now.
We're talking with Kelly. Her husband is the warehouse manager. The fire is at the Premium PPE Warehouse, 120 Earhart in Amherst. It's over by 12 Gates. This is Kelly and Ken's second anniversary, and she's very fearful that Ken has lost his job along with the 30 or so other workers, at least for the time being. Now, is this particular warehouse part of a chain of local warehouses, or was this the only warehouse?
This is the only warehouse. This company took over probably, I want to say, May of last year to be able to supply and make in the hospitals in the area for the PPE equipment.
Well, is Ken able to speak, or would he prefer not to do so?
Right now, he's talking with his boss, so to be honest, I really don't know if he would be. If you can give me a minute, I can ask him.
Well, I don't want – you know what? If he's busy talking to his boss, that is far more important than being on the radio, because he probably has information he needs to get to the boss, and the boss has to get to the first responders. So I'm going to – you know, when he's done, he can call back. I'll give you a
– He's walking over to me right now.
Okay. We're talking with.
He just said he would care not to talk right now.
Okay, and I perfectly well understand that. Is there any, Kelly? Is there any indication at this point, and I do know it's early, as to what might have caused this?
The only thing I have that Ken said is they were smelling something, but they brushed it off that it was outside because of the airport close by, and some they can. Sometimes they can smell the jets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Right now, the offices look like they're safe, but it looks like they're trying to contain it, but it looks like the whole warehouse is done.
Oh, my goodness. Now, smelling something, did your husband describe the kind of smell it was? Was it like a wood? Was it a chemical smell? Or
he couldn't even pinpoint, and he's got a pretty good sniffer. Tommy's like you. He had a heart attack. He had a widowmaker. So all of his senses since then are heightened, but he couldn't even pinpoint it.
Mm.
Was.
Well, I hope. I mean, obviously, make sure he. I don't know that where you are is where you want to do deep breathing, but when you get home, you know, yeah. definitely take it easy for a little while.
It's taking it all towards transit. There's nothing coming where we're standing.
Well, I'm happy. I'm very happy to hear that. How long has Ken been in the employ of Premium PPE Warehouse?
Well, like I said, they just opened up, I think it was May of last year. But prior to that, the company that was in here before, he had been with them for roughly 16 years.
What company was that?
This building for 20-some years.
What company was it before it was the PPE Warehouse?
It was a company called Tech Fries. The gentleman would buy stuff and they would refurbish it and he would sell it on eBay.
Oh, okay. Any idea? I mean, any idea how many square feet we're talking about?
I'm not sure offhand. Hold on, one second. Hey, how many square feet?
Whole building about 47,000.
About 47,000 square feet.
47,000 square feet. There's another factor that I think we need to talk about here. We have hospitals that are always in need of PPE, and if this fire has destroyed a stockpile, are we going to see a shortage? Are we going to have to look to Rochester and other areas maybe?
That I cannot confirm that or deny that, Tom, but I do know that this group of gentlemen that owns it right now does have semi-trucks actually that are on their way with items and stuff. Because not only do they make some here, but they do ship some in with the amount that the hospitals need, and that much I do know.
Well, okay, so the good news is we do have a shipment of extra PPE, which was en route and which was not obviously therefore involved in this blaze. The only question is where that is going to be stored, but I'm sure that Ken's boss has contacts in the warehousing industry who probably have some square footage available.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I am so sorry, Kelly, that you're going through this. I'm sorry that your second anniversary and for the time being, your husband is probably out of a job. Although, you know, I'm not sure what insurance is going to cover out of this and whether there, you know, might be some kind of assistance available, given the fact that it's a PPE warehouse. There might be some taxpayer-funded government initiative that will come to the rescue. I don't know. I'm just speaking out of my nether regions here, but basically, it's an essential industry right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I just want, you know, I know people like to go and gawk at fires and that, but please, I'm begging your listeners, do not come down here. Don't come anywhere near it. Stay as far away as you can.
Absolutely wise advice. Now, in the time that we've been talking, I've not heard any sirens in the background. Are any more vehicles, emergency vehicles, showing up?
No, from what I heard when we were walking over here, when I was on hold and, you know, during your breaks and that, they've got everybody over here that they can get. They've got a bunch of ambulances, which, of course, they don't need for the workers, but you never know what's going to happen with the volunteers. And hopefully nothing happens. That's what I'm praying for. But they just keep dousing the roof on the thing. And like I said, there's like five or six different fire departments right now.
Well, I hope that whatever the hazardous chemicals are, I hope that the firefighters have the proper PPE themselves to not come into any complications down the road from having to fight this thing.
I'm praying too, Tom. I really am. This was something, you know, everybody takes for granted either where they work or where they live. You can never be too careful. I work out in Blaisdell, Lackawanna at the old Bethlehem Steel site, and we heard a loud boom today, and then we found out it was a house that actually blew up. So,
yes, ma'am.
Please, guys, just maintain your houses, your businesses. Don't let them go to wayside. Electrical, whatever. Plumbing, you never know what's going to happen.
Kelly, I'm telling you, you're a lady after my own heart. I feel you. I'm with you 100%. Just out of curiosity, do you know at about what time your husband and some of the other employees smelled something?
My husband got home about 2 o'clock because of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said it was just as he was getting ready to walk out the door.
And then you got notified of the fire. Well, you heard about it on the radio station
yes.
A few hours after that.
Yep.
So there might or might not be a connection. We have no way of knowing because, you know, in that area, you know, you do catch whiffs of a lot of different things being so close to the airport, as you pointed out earlier.
Right. But what's crazy is these planes are coming in and they're going right through that smoke to land. And we're standing here going, oh my gosh, because of these, all it takes is 1 second to blink and one of those planes could go down. It's scaring the heck out of me when these planes go right through it.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the commercial aviation pilots. They're the best of the best, and you know they can handle things just fine. I know this is a very, very emotional time for you and your husband. I honestly don't know what to say. I think we're all grateful for the information you've been able to share with us, and I think we're all just crying for you because this is not exactly how you wanted to spend your second wedding anniversary with your dinner at home watching the warehouse go up in smoke.
You know, it's not, but like I said, the whole thing that comes out of this, I can make dinner anytime, any day of the week, and I can make it special. I'm just glad my husband and all of the workers are safe and nobody lost their life.
That is so important the 30 people or so who worked there all got out. And do you happen to know if it was one of the workers who initially called in the fire, or was it called in by somebody who spotted smoke outside?
That I don't know. I can't confirm that one at all, Tom.
Well, Kelly, I'm very grateful. Are the flames still creeping up?
They're still there. There don't seem to be as much, but they could have moved down the warehouse a little bit further because of where I'm standing. They're still pouring water on the roof right now.
Well, you be safe, and I'm very grateful for the information, Kelly.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.